From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement. It's a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. U.S. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the two nations have a responsibility to reduce carbon emissions.
For the world's two largest economies and two largest emitters, our entrance into this agreement continues the momentum of Paris and should give the rest of the world confidence, whether developed or developing countries, that a low carbon future is where the world is headed.
For the Paris Agreement to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those accounting for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the agreement. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said at a predominantly black church in Detroit Saturday that he wanted to help rebuild the city, and there are many wrongs that should be made right in the United States. Trump told the congregation at the Great Faith Ministries International Church that he wants their input into his campaign.
I am here today to listen to your message, and I hope my presence here will also help your voice to reach new audiences in our country.
2 months before the election, Trump is trying to attract the vote of the African-American community. Traditionally, that community has voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidates. Some minority leaders have seen Trump's characterization of their lives as condescending, with some African-American leaders dismissing his campaign. This is VOA News. The former Hurricane Hermine has been downgraded to a subtropical cyclone, but is expected to strengthen as it moves over warmer water. Tropical storm warnings are in effect from the Carolinas as far north as Connecticut, with dangerous storm surge expected along the coast from Virginia to New Jersey. Governors all along the coast have announced emergency preparations. The National Hurricane Center said the Tropical Storms Center was located 281 kilometers off Norfolk, Virginia, with top sustained winds of 112 kilometers per hour. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Mir Qasim Ali was hanged at a jail near Dhaka late Saturday after a final meeting with family members. The country's highest court had rejected his final appeal on Tuesday, and Ali subsequently said he would not seek presidential clemency. Ali is the fifth Jamaat-e-Islami party leader to be executed since 2012, when Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina formed a special tribunal to try suspected war criminals. Turkish tanks on Saturday crossed into Syria to the west of a frontier town seized from the Islamic State group last week. The private Doğan news agency reported at least 20 tanks and 5 armored personnel carriers crossed at the Turkish border town of Elbeyli across from the Syrian town of Al-Rai. The move marks a new phase of what's known as Operation Euphrates Shield, aimed at sealing off the last stretch of border controlled by Islamic State group fighters. Hundreds of residents of Davao City in the Philippines attended a memorial mass Saturday for the victims of an explosion at a night market. The attack in the southern hometown of President Rodrigo Duterte killed at least 14 people. The blast is believed to have been the work of Abu Sayyaf extremists. Duterte declared a nationwide state of lawlessness Saturday, but insisted his declaration did not amount to an imposition of martial law. And Pope Francis has called on Catholics to imitate the example of people like Mother Teresa, who will be made a saint on Sunday. Francis made the remarks in St. Peter's Square in front of thousands of lay volunteers from around the world, including firefighters and volunteers who rescued survivors from the August 24th earthquake in central Italy. Hundreds of thousands are expected to crowd into St. Peter's Square Sunday for the canonization of Mother Teresa. The nun, who before her death in 1997 cared for the sick and destitute in India, was also a Nobel Prize winner. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.